Cluck One residents resist a school district shakeup that would transfer a teacher to Gustavus, and the Chilkat River is named one of the nation's top 10 most endangered rivers. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Administrators from the Chatham School District met with teachers and residents of Cluck One on Monday to discuss a number of issues facing the school. But as KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the greatest concern for the school is loss of staff.
Teacher Jessica Tip Kemper left her position at the Cluck One school earlier this year for a job in Wisconsin. Due to budget cuts, her position will not be filled next year. Chatham School District Superintendent Ann Hilburn also proposed to transfer Cluck One Elementary School teacher Janice Byerly to Gustavus. She would be replaced by Eric Hart, a high school science teacher from Gustavus. Tribal Council President Kimberly Strong asked members of the school board to oppose moving Byerly to Gustavus.
We're not real good beggars and we're not real good askers, but we are asking and begging you to keep our teachers in place.
The Chatham School District includes schools in Cluck One, Gustavus, Angoon, and Tenneke Springs. Superintendent Hilburn said after reviewing the governor's budget cuts, she tried to move teachers around to suit each school's needs. Hilburn said that Hart has administrative certification in addition to teaching credentials. She chose him to replace Byerly in order to provide administrative support to Cluck One.
This teacher is a high school teacher, and this teacher has administrative certification. I can make that move and fill that need here in Cluck One. But to do that, I have to move a teacher from here.
Strong said that although the community is dissatisfied with the lack of administrative support in Cluck One, she disagrees with the superintendent's proposal.
The solution of sending somebody over to be a principal and a science teacher, a high school science teacher, when we only have one high school student or maybe two high school students, doesn't make the best sense. The lower grade students where we need the support is gonna get hurt and people are gonna take their kids away. They're not going to stay in the district.
Enrollment at the school has declined to 15 students this year. The state requires a minimum of 10 students to fund it. The Chatham School District has experienced many shifts in its administration over the past few years. Currently, Bradley King serves as the school principal for Cluck One, but he also serves as the school principal in Gustavus, where he lives. He was hired for the position a year ago. Superintendent Hilburn was hired last July and plans to leave the job later this year. Her predecessor served on an interim basis for 1 year. The Chatham School District will hold a regional school board meeting Wednesday at 6 p.m. with participation from all four schools. Chilkat Valley residents can participate by video conference at the Cluck One School. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Two of the nation's 10 most endangered rivers are in southeast Alaska. That's according to American Rivers, a conservation group opposed to mining and energy development in wilderness areas.
You look around the village here, and we're on the banks of the Chilkat River. You'll see, just in eye shot here, there's two smokehouses to my right, three smokehouses to my left.
Kimberly Strong is standing on a bank of the Chilkat River in front of her home.
This is really a big part of our livelihood as traditional food gathering, and the salmon that runs in the river, the Chilkat, Chilkat Hini, has been part of our lives for thousands of years.
She's the president of the Chilkat Indian Village of Cluck One. It sits on the Chilkat River, recently named the sixth most endangered river in the nation. It is one of the longest continually inhabited places in North America. The name means eternal city. And the Tlingit have lived on this river for thousands of years, feeding off of rich salmon runs. But Strong says mining upstream could pose an existential threat to all that.
This is a food sovereignty issue. It's having access to the natural resources that are around us.
Strong says in Cluck One, the Chilkat is more than a river. It's the history of a people and their food source. That's why she's fighting for the resource. American Rivers is a Washington, D.C.-based advocacy group that has been releasing the Most Endangered Rivers report for over 3 decades. Communications Director Amy Kober says the purpose of their annual Endangered Rivers list is to raise national awareness about threatened rivers.
It's powerful because it's a call to action. This report showcases 10 rivers facing urgent threats. So these rivers aren't the worst rivers in the country or the most polluted rivers in the country, but they're rivers really at a crossroads.
She says people have taken action on behalf of rivers they've highlighted in the past. Attention generated by the report helped spare the Hoback River in Wyoming from fracking and spurred cleanup actions on the St. Lawrence River in New York and Canada. The Chilkat River is one of two Southeast Alaska rivers listed in the 2019 report. The Stikine River, which flows out of British Columbia and empties near Wrangell, is 10th. They're both on for the same reason, mining development. On the Chilkat, Constantine Metals Resource is a Canadian company with exploratory permits for a potential copper-zinc mine in the upper watershed. The company says any future operation would be safe and bring good jobs to the region. A message left with Constantine's Haynes office wasn't immediately returned. Not everyone is convinced. Alaska Clean Water Advocacy's Gershon Cohen lives in Haynes. He says that Constantine's Palmer Project would store mine waste that could threaten the ecology.
There is just too much history of large mines polluting public waters and destroying fisheries resources that we felt that this just can't be ignored. If you look at the data, there is more than one large mine failure somewhere in the world every single year. And for us to believe that we are somehow going to be immune from that is naive.
The Chilkat has runs of all 5 salmon species that are caught by sport anglers for subsistence and commercial use. It also flows through the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve, where those fish feed one of the largest gatherings of bald eagles in the world every fall. Back on the banks of the Chilkat, Kimberly Strong is watching the moon rise. A crane flies low over the water.
To hear that other people are now raising up and recognizing the threats that a mine could have on this, on our life here in the valley is heartwarming and really kind of scary. This recognition that it is being threatened, that experts believe it's being threatened, is something to listen to.
Klukwan has about 100 residents. She says she's glad the Chilkat is recognized nationally as a treasure worth protecting. For her, it's not just a cause. It's home. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.